We're getting the hang of this, Coach. You get up here quick, and we can get this interview in before the band starts.
That's right. That's right.
Your team looked really good tonight. I said for three quarters when your starters win, and I'll give credit to everybody who's on the floor tonight. That's as good as I've seen your team look just running the flow of the offense.
I mean, we move the ball really well, very unselfish, looking for the open person. That's kind of stuff you practice is filling space and hitting the open girl. That was great.
Macy Moore, 98 points in the last three games.
Amazing.
And I said with her, too, because she hit a lot of shots within 5 feet tonight. So as well as she's playing, you've said all season long, yeah, Macy's going to be our leading scorer, knock on wood, most nights. But we want to get Macy her points in the flow of the offense, and tonight was just a prime example of that.
Just, again, passing, movement, getting it moved side to side so that Macy is open on those. If we plant her on the block and just stare at her, it's not going to work out. So I was really proud of how well our girls moved the ball, and then she was able to finish plays for us in a great way.
You've seen a lot of basketball. How good is Macy's hand-eye coordination?
I mean, the stuff she catches sometimes, her timing, her ability to get her hands on something that looks like it's not even possible. So just special talent. I mean, we're looking at one of the greatest players in Trenton history right now.
No,
it's amazing.
Question. No, I'm looking at every game, and I thought this in the Princeton game, that 36 record that stood for about, 25 years from Laura Gooch. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at that going, boy, if I'm Laura, you enjoy that record. That might not stand for much longer because it seemed like every game Macy was threatening it. She got to it on Saturday. And
right.
I think the only thing keeping her from that number right now is the fact that she didn't play a whole lot in the second half because you had that big lead.
Yeah, again, like we're getting her great opportunities with passing and movement. And if everyone did collapse on her, we've got Lexi there to finish up plays, or Kendall, or we've got kick-out threes. The offense is flowing really well right now, and I'm proud of how well the girls are executing that.
Because her big sister was on the team last year, we know, and they're completely different players, but I'm seeing a big improvement. Now, the level of play, yes, but the confidence that Chandler Lynch has on the floor, it's completely different looking from November.
She's so hard for people to stay in front of. She's so aggressive. And defensively, man, is she tough defensively. She is nails down there for us, taking charges, getting deflections, just all over. Chandler, from where she started at the beginning of the year, she has just become such a great player for us.
Your team seemingly here, Coach. And I don't know if we know how competitive this group of girls is in anything that they do, but it seems like that Milan loss didn't sit really well with them. They picked up their game to a new level.
I mean, again, we wanted to win the conference, and now that we're not able to do that, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. And the girls were ready to go back and compete the very next night in a really tough tournament, and then to get two wins in a hard, hard road to a third-place win. And then two conference games, we're tired, two conference games back-to-back. So it says a lot about their character and their competitive nature.
Got the band playing now, but that's okay. We can work through the band. We've done it before. We know that Stanbury's best player off last year is playing for Coach Kerr up at NC.
Yeah,
she's
good player.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not necessarily hurting your feelings that Lily Osborne is wearing Pirate black and red and black. But that's still a nice team that you
they're
play.
Very good team.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet this year. How good are the Lady Bulldogs this year?
I mean, they're tough. You know what you're going to get. They're so well coached. I mean, they're pretty tenacious defensively. They're hard to score on. And then again, they've still got a lot of scorers. I mean, they've got so many pieces, and they're young. I mean, they've got some of their best players are young. So it's such a tough place to go play. I think our girls a few years ago had to go play them back to back over there. And got a loss, so
right.
I mean, tough place to play.
Absolutely. That was actually here.
Oh, that was here. Okay.
I think that was the first year that Trenton won the conference, won it against Stanbury in just this big dramatic game, and I think it was maybe a 10-15 point game. It wasn't terribly close, but they were competitive. And then had to play Stanbury here again within the next 7 days, which was really odd. That's like, okay, you got the conference champion, congratulations, here's a little extra test for you.
That's right. But yeah, they're always really tough, so well coached, and that program has been so successful. Final Four run for them last year, and they're just continuing to build on that.
The one thing I didn't ask you last night, Coach, because obviously when Macy scores 41, that's going to get a lot of questions from Saturday, because what a great performance by her. But you won that game over a bigger school in double overtime.
Yeah.
In dramatic fashion, I'm sure. To win a game like that, what does it do for your team moving forward? Because it seems like that was probably a statement win's not the right way to say it, but that's a win that you really needed for confidence level going into February.
Yeah, again, our girls were so resilient that game. We got down by double digits early. Had a just had to work so hard to get back into it in that second quarter, and the next thing you know, we're down 10 again in the third. So resilient to stay in it mentally, stay in it, and just keep grinding. I think what it tells them is it doesn't matter how a game's going, we can fight back in it.
How nice is it now? Because you mentioned, and it's obvious this would be the case, you played Saturday, you played Monday, you played Tuesday. And Macy was looking gassed a time or two in the second half, and yeah, that's understandable. You get a couple of days of practice, but no games the next 2 nights. That'll be nice.
Yeah, we just need tired legs. I was really proud of how our bench was able to come in and play really great defense for us tonight. I mean, I think we gave up 26. Is that right? So I was really proud of how we guarded. And again, 2 nights of practice will be very much needed for a really good Stanbury team coming up.
The thing I like about your defense, and I mentioned this last night against Polo, is if you're going to give up something defensively, it's going to be something contested. There's just nothing that the teams that you played the last 2 nights have been able to do offensively to get a good look.
Again, we work really hard on it. We take pride in it, and the girls are executing it at a high level right now. We're guarding the ball, but we're helping each other out. It's about team defense. The way we guard, we have to have someone else there. So I'm really proud of how well they're picking each other up.
We talked before the season even started. It's hard to be that team that's the team after the team, right?
Sure.
You know, the team
I know about
finished,
that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the team that finished third in state and all that. And that was going to be a challenge. It's something that the girls were familiar with from softball season, certainly. But in basketball, it looks like they've really kind of developed that mantra of this is going to be our team. And we're going to figure out what we're going to be. And they started to figure that out here in the new year.
Yeah, it's tough for the girls who were there last year because that was their team too. Mm-hmm. It's this balance of, you enjoy that success, and now you've got to try to go grind something else out and be a part of another special group. And our leaders have done such a good job of keeping everybody ready to go and competing every night and not comparing.
Right.
Comparison's the thief of all joy is what I say. So we're enjoying this group and having quite a bit of success. If you compare it to last year, it doesn't feel that way, but
right.
We're having a lot of success.
Well, and it's a different group, so it's a different team building their own success, and they're starting to do that. Is there that feeling with this team? I know I'm starting to get this feeling that Trenton could do something come district play, and we know it's going to be a tough district. Chillicothe, I think, is going to end up being the number one seed in that thing, but is there that feeling that you're in February, you're playing your best basketball, and you're starting to peak at the right time?
I mean, I think it's just every night we have to go out there, we have to bring it, because every team is capable of beating you if you're not ready to go. So I think what our girls are embracing is knowing there are no nights off for this group. We've got to always be sharp and be ready. And when we are ready, I like our chances against pretty much anybody we see. So we're competing at a high level.
To me, that's going to make Friday interesting because, yeah, is it a conference game? Yeah, but they're in the opposite division, so it's
right.
Really not. But it's a long road trip and a test against a really tough team that you're capable of beating, but is also capable of beating you. How do the girls respond to that? I'm going to be interested to see what happens Friday.
Yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity. We haven't had a really tough road test environment like we're going to have there, so I'm excited about that opportunity.
Trenton Stanbury coming up on Friday. Coach, congrats on the win.
Thank you, sir.